Jerry Bader Show, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I read an online post, a woman on a dating forum was very honest. She's looking for a husband who makes at least $500,000 a year. And she posted a picture. She's a hot young woman and figures that should get her a rich guy. I asked if that makes her a prostitute. Bob calls and says, they're all hookers to one degree or another. They're in it for the money, but women to get married. I'm going to weigh in on this. Got a couple of emails. I want just women for the moment, though. By the way, there's a male emailer who says we should carry this over till tomorrow because there's not enough time. He agrees with Bob. Chris wrote, I think it depends on how old the woman is. The younger women, she thinks, are probably more that way. She got married in her late 20s. That's still young, Chris. And that wasn't very high up on my list. As long as he had a job, I was more concerned with how he treated other people. But we have a number of guys who think that this is quite common. Jason referred to the trophy wife college degree, where it's claimed some women get degrees just so they would appeal to an educated, wealthier guy. Ladies, I really want to hear from you. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Bob said he thinks most women marry for money. Do you agree with that? Patricia in Green Bay. Patricia, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. You know what? I think probably most women do marry for money, but I think that there are quite a few of us that marry for love. I got married when I was 39 years old. I had a six-figure income. I didn't even know what my boyfriend slash fiancé made. And we got married, and he made a lot less than I did. And I didn't care because I wanted the guy because he was a wonderful man who treated me well, and I didn't care about anything else.
Okay, you were 39 and you had a six-figure salary?
Yes.
Well, maybe the shoe was on the other foot. I'm kidding.
Actually, he was very surprised when he heard how much I made, and now he makes more than me. I own a very small business, and he supports both of us, and it's just a great relationship. I know a lot of gals that went to college, and they were looking for a degree in husbandry, but, you know, that wasn't me. So there's a lot of us out there that are looking for the right guy who treats them well.
So
money,
you think,
is not an issue.
Okay, you think some do. I'm going to disagree with Bob that most women do. Where do you think it is, more or less than half?
I think it's less than half.
I totally agree with you on that. I don't know what the number is. I don't think it's that many women. And I will. And I've never admitted this publicly before. I'm certainly not ashamed of it. Thanks a lot for the call. I'm not ashamed of it. My wife did earn more than I did when we met. I hadn't moved along much in my radio career at that point. Let's see. We've got several emails on this. Again, I really would like to hear. I've got another element of this I want to share, but I'd like to hear from a couple of more women first. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Do you agree with Bob that most women are like this woman, this 25-year-old hottie, who's, look, I want a rich husband who makes at least $500,000 a year. And Bob said, yeah, I think most women just marry for the cash. I don't agree with that. Well, I can't say that one on the air. We have a really good email, but I don't think I'm going to share that one on the air. All right, I'm hoping to get a few more women calling. Again, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I want to read a reply, though, that came from a CEO of a major company. Dear Ms. Pretty, okay, I read your post. I have read your post with great interest. Guess there are lots of girls out there who have similar questions like yours. Please allow me to analyze your situation as a professional investor. My annual income is more than $500K, which meets your requirements. So I hope everyone believes that I'm not wasting time here. From the standpoint of a business person, it's a bad decision to marry you. The answer is very simple. Let me explain. Put the details aside. What you're trying to do is exchange your beauty for someone's money. Person A provides beauty, person B pays for it fair and square. However, there's a deadly problem here. Your beauty will fade, but my money will not be gone without any good reason. Fact is, my income might increase from year to year, but you can't be prettier year after year. Hence, from the viewpoint of economics, I'm an appreciation asset and you're a depreciation asset. It's just not normal depreciation, but exponential depreciation. If that's your only asset, your value will be much worse 10 years later. By the terms we use in Wall Street, every trading has a position. Dating with you is also a trading position. If the trade value drops, we will sell it, and it's not a good idea to keep it for long term. The same goes with the marriage that you want. It might be cruel to say this, but in order to make a wiser decision, any assets with great depreciation value would be sold or leased. Anyone with over $500K annual income is not a fool. We would only date you, but will not marry you. I would advise that you forget looking for any clues to marry a rich guy. And by the way, you could make yourself to become a rich person with $500K annual income. This is a better chance than finding a rich fool. Hope this reply helps. By the way, some thought he was going to get more heat than her. I thought it was perfect. Pat in Bellevue. Pat, go ahead.
That was a pretty good one. I have to pretty much agree with him.
Yeah.
But I think that she's pretty shallow, number one. But then there's the flip side, too. What about the guys that just want arm candy and they don't much really care what's upstairs in the head because they just don't care?
And that is, you know, by the way, that's a good point. The type of guy you just described, if he didn't exist, women like her couldn't do what she's trying to do.
Right.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right about that. Thanks a lot for the call. Don from Greenville. Don, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry. See, you know, I'm kind of playing the field here a little bit. My wife recently passed of cancer. And I've been out there looking for women, and I'm financially set. I own my own business. It's very productive and doing well. I have a beautiful home and a summer home up north. And when you go out and you talk to them, that doesn't always do it. That's not what they are looking for.
Hmm. You don't have to answer this question if you don't want to. How old are you, Don?
I'm 58.
Okay. So, all right. So, How long have you been, I don't want to get too long on this, but how long have you been, in the market? I don't know how else to say it.
Well, basically for a few months now. It's been quite a while. We dealt with cancer, and it was quite a while that I was dealing with it, and now I'm out there, and my wife was a beautiful woman, and of course, that's what I would like to have, a beautiful woman, so I set the bar a little higher, and it's tough. It's tough for a guy to find that, and it doesn't always impress them when you tell them, yeah, I got a beautiful home, and I'm set, and they're not all looking for that.
All right, thanks a lot for the call. One final email on this. I want to read Sam's. Jerry, as a bachelor who's in the market, so to speak, I wouldn't quite think of Ms. Pretty as a hooker, but I would say she's a gold digger. I personally doubt the guy's paycheck is especially high on the priority list, but just how high it is depends on how big it is and what sort of potential the guy has. At 500 grand, it's probably going to end up being pretty high on the list. That's what she asks for first, though. And only. As for the notion that some women go to college to be more attractive to a potential spouse, I'm somewhat dubious as to how accurate that is, since a number of guys would find that intimidating. Well, no, because what you're trying to do is appeal to a well-heeled, well-educated, wealthy guy. I'm not saying it happens a lot. I'm not saying I put a lot of stock in that. I'm just saying I wouldn't be surprised. I'm surprised how many guys think that that's what women are really, you know, that they think a high percentage of women are after that. Okay. Boy, I've got just a ton of stuff left over here. 60 Minutes has launched a hysteria. Is the market rigged? Is the U.S. stock market rigged? It's actually a book. It's a book that's out. It's nothing that 60 Minutes exposed. The FBI is now investigating the concept of high-speed trading. We'll try to get into that tomorrow. I really did want to get into that today. I don't know if we'll get into it in the after-show video. We will get to climate change. What else? I don't know. I've got a really thick stack left over here. So, and it's going to be a little late. Jason's got to run and do something right after the show. So we won't be doing the after show video right after the show. We will have it up at jerrybadershow.com late afternoon. And who knows? By then, I may find other things. 10:58, 8 minutes to rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.